Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and it's been a long time since we played Evenickel, right? So here we go, we're gonna play Evenickel, and hopefully get this one, I don't know, maybe get the story somewhere. By the way, a couple things are going to change. First of all, sorry about that, but first of all, guys, after I get through the Shantae's, which I've got two more, I just started Half Genie Hero, and I'm going to be going through that, and then, of course, Seven Sirens. I'm going back to Rants. I'm going to finish Rants 6, I'm going to finish Rants 1, and go through Rants 2. And the reason why I'm going through Rants 1 and 2 is because 3 is about to drop, and I want to go ahead and get through with those games, especially since Rants 1 and 2 are very short. They're much shorter than regular Rants games. So I'll go through those real quick. I don't know if I'll do them live, but I am going to go through them. I mean, I might give you footage, but I don't know if I really want to, you know, tackle those live like I did here with Evenickel. But Rants 3 we'll definitely try to do live, because it's going to be great. By the way, that Rants game has voice acting. I know, right? So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Probably wondering what the fuck I'm doing. Well, I don't know yet. Remember, Rants 1 is a game. Just in case you guys forgot, I mean, this is an actual game. It might have age content, but it's a game. With a sense of defeat, Aster and his wives return to the capital, where they were immediately allowed into the audience room to see the king. Zero casualties? They were told that while the infrastructure was destroyed, there was miraculously no harm to even a single person. Burrow had returned early, investigated the harbor, determined there was danger afoot, and had everyone evacuate. Well, it wouldn't have been the best if we could get rid of the sparkle bombs, but there wasn't time. So you left because you realized the harbor would be attacked? No, I thought the target might be this castle. My next thought was either the bridge or the harbor, but the harbor happened to be closer. Huh, good thing nobody died. Apparently relieved, Riche plopped herself down where she stood, startling Ramius. However, our harbor was destroyed, and our nation's military vessels and trade ships have suffered critical damages. Some ships remain, but they're unusable with the harbor in this state. At least we still have the bridge. For preventing its destruction, the three of you have my deepest thanks. Oh, it was nothing. But now we know Snake Crest's on the offensive for sure. The White Knight and Black Knight, if they're on par with Archibald, Snake Crest must have gained some new allies. Yeah, that guy was crazy tough. Speaking of which, Archibald, are you okay? Just need a little rest and I'll be fine. Don't be ridiculous, Archibald. You were hurt worse than I thought. It'll take some time before you can return to work. Gah, when you look at all that? I see. That's a significant blow to our forces. Your Majesty, let's abandon the agreement and recruit more knights and soldiers. Finally, think Snake Crest a threat, so you want to fight back now, Rockfort? Snake Crest is of no concern to me. What we should be wary of is the Central Empire, of course. Huh? Remember, we lost numerous military vessels. The Central Empire's military is equal to ours. And they may take the opportunity to attack us by sea. Wait a second. Why are you bringing the Central Empire in this? I mean, my sister. What sister? The first princess of the Kingdom of Eden, Princess Croy. Shortly after the Altha tragedy, she was engaged to the Prince of Central. Regardless of the princess's engagement, we have no reason to trust them. Consider that Snake Crest could have only gotten those sparkle bombs by making a deal with another country. If we recruit more knights for that purpose, we'll only create more enemies. Oh, I was under the impression we both wanted more knights. I respect Rockfort's import. The fact of the matter is that some will harbor such fears. Many who lost family members in the Altha tragedy continue to believe this to be the work of another nation as well. Well, they lost someone important to them. Makes sense to want someone to blame. But Father, however, we will only recruit more soldiers, and they will be assigned to repairing the harbor. How does that sound, Rockfort? I believe that's a valid approach. Enrique, compose yourself. Okay. Regarding Snake Crest, while we must be cautious, we must also swiftly investigate other countries. Yeah, the Black Knight left from the other side of the bridge. If we're gonna pursue Snake Crest, heading into the Republic of Lancelot would be the quickest choice.
I'd like to give that duty to Aster. Akival? Morrow? What do you think?
From what I observed while we traveled together, I believe that would be a fine choice.
Sure, no brother of mine would do a bad job.
Thank you.
Then, Father, you have my permission to go to Lancelot. In order to prevent concerns over a foreign princess entering their territory, I'll come up with a reason while you're visiting.
Yay, now we can pursue Snake Crest.
You accomplished great things here, Aster. Were the bridge to have fallen, my country would have likely suffered terribly. With that in mind, I grant the rank of 10 knight to...
Wait, Your Majesty!
What, you have a problem with that?
Yes, they did arrive at the bridge first, but the other knights did get there as well. Only rewarding him seems rather unfair.
But they got there after dealing with the shit at the fortress.
Yeah, we work fast, unlike you. Mobilizing a large squad takes preparation.
Roquefort isn't wrong.
Willen striked his beard as he thought, until he finally hit upon a good idea and looked at Aster.
Then I'll have Aster carry out a secret mission in Lancelot.
A secret mission? I see. It would normally be Akival's job, but he can hardly even move at the moment.
Man, I can move at least.
Try to play along, Akival.
Oh, right. Ow! Dang, I can't move at all. You'll have to take care of it, Aster.
Okay.
Wait, just what is this secret mission?
Something only Akival and I know about. There's no need to make it public here.
Perhaps, but...
I'll give you the details later. If you complete the mission, I'll use my authority to promote you to a 10 knight.
Wait, Your Majesty.
What, are you still complaining?
Restoring the harbor will require support from Lancelot. I have many connections there, so I'd like permission to go as well, if I may.
You're going with us, Prime Minister Roquefort?
I have my own personal guards prepared. Traveling with amateurs who might say something that harms international relations wouldn't be ideal.
At least you got those preparations done quickly.
Very well. I give that duty to you.
Thus, Aster and his wives were granted permission to go to Lancelot. Aster stayed behind to be informed about his secret mission while everyone else left the room, bringing the meeting to an end. Sorry that took so long. Having received his mission, Aster met with Riche and Ramius outside the castle. So, now what? Should we go straight to Lancelot?
First, let's return to our home in Stallion. We need to get prepared for a long journey.
Yeah, and we gotta celebrate fending off Snake Crest's attack.
You were so depressed about it not too long ago.
But whatever, nobody died. Besides, we haven't even celebrated our marriage yet.
That's true, when we get back, let's have a nice celebration.
Yeah, let's do that, okay, Aster?
Oh, alright.
Thus, they decided to return to Stallion and prepare for the journey to the Republic of Lancelot.
We've already seen that text, guys. I'm not going to go back to it.
She doesn't have enough for that.
I don't know. I gotta see what everybody's fucking wearing first. Alright. Like, nothing.
Man, that doesn't look very powerful, mate.
Oh, I don't want that. I gotta sell some shit. Sorry, folks, it is a game. You gotta sell shit you don't need. Well, I can buy that armor now. I can really buy that armor now, right? Oh man, that armor don't sell for shit, does it? Okay, just go sell this. See, that's why you pick up every little piece of bullshit. See, look at that. Look at all that gold. I mean, it didn't tell me I could either. And it's gonna be the same crap. Alright! I think we saw those platypi already. No, they're not platypuses, they're platypi. Come on now. Let's use some science terms here, folks. Well, I mean, we went to Stallion. Like, nothing happened when I went to Stallion. Okay. Oh, I'm not going over there to fight that. Oh, hell no. That thing will fuck me up. Yeah. Man. It nibbled my ankles. The bastard. Oh, okay. I'll fight it again. Wow! Hey, I mean, experience is experience, right? After returning home and preparing to head to Lancelot, Aster and his wives begin to make dinner. Hey, so I've heard about using wine to add flavor, but would you use it on rice? I've heard of it being used in stir fries. Anyway, can you use a lance in place of a knife? That wine shouldn't be wasted on cooking. Let's drink it with the meal. Also, I think you better use a kitchen knife. The wife's cooking ability was relatively weak. Oof! The only one who knew what he was doing was Aster, who used to live by himself. Oof! Folks, is that not representative of modern living? The only person that knows how to cook is you. How do I boil water again? Huh? You seem pretty good at this, Aster. Do you have some cooking skills or what? Not really. I'm only good enough to make stuff edible, I guess. No need to be humble. Making edible food is surprisingly hard, she says, as she heads to McDonald's. Well, I've always lived alone, and I watched the twins next door cook, too. Those twins must have been pretty good cooks. Yeah, their hot pot was especially good. Hey, what's wrong? You're scowling for some reason. Oh. I found some plum beer in the cellar. I've heard from a chef that you can use it to make a good sauté. You know lots of stuff, Riche, but I think alcohol is best used as a drink. Yes, sir. Riche kept finding different ingredients around the house and was throwing out ideas. It was like she was already intimately familiar with the place. But evidently dissatisfied with Aster's responses, Riche murmured to nobody in particular. Childhood friends, twins, good at cooking. They're a powerful enemy. If it's come to this, the naked apron approach may be the only... Huh? What about naked aprons? Why is that the part you heard?
Because I'm a man.
I lived alone for so long that I'm starved for sex. I bet I could hear the sound of panties dropping from a kilometer away. Nobody dropped any panties here. But I did hear the naked apron thing. Well, we're newlyweds, so I thought you might like it, that's all. Of course I'd like it, right? We're married, so I can ask you to wear nothing but an apron now. Ugh, don't be so shameless about it. Besides, I haven't actually said I'd do it yet.
Oh.
Aster made eyes like a bird's corpse and squatted down, holding his knees. Hey, why does that make you so depressed? I wanted to see it. Jeez. Fine then. Riche was put off by Aster's depressed behavior, but happy enough about his interest in her that she reluctantly, yet somehow proudly, agreed. Yay, then let's... Slam! Blah! Aster jumped up with delight, only for a flying chunk of his meat to crash into the side of his head and rattle his brain. Sorry, I was trying to tenderize the meat by stabbing it with my lance, but it jumped away. You dice it into bits! I don't want anyone to get injured, so you should probably cook in your regular clothes. Sure, the naked apron can wait for another time. The family's first cooperative project had one issue after the next, but they all enjoyed it just the same. Cheers! There we go. Having somehow finished cooking, everyone started digging into the food arranged on the table. Delicious! This is pretty gulp appetizing. Mmm. It's just a simple stir fry, but the meat's so soft that it makes it really tasty. Stallion's not far from a farm, so fresh beef is always available.
Hold on a second, folks. Yeah, I am. Alright, yep. Just checking to make sure we're recording.
This fried fish we went and bought's nice and crispy too. Maybe it's because the fish from Abel's fresh. Frying's surprisingly easy too. Why don't we try making it ourselves next time? It's scary until you get used to the oil popping though. Cooking's pretty dangerous without a strong defense, huh? I can be the shield on the front lines, don't worry. You can use the oil from the safety of the rear. Oh yeah? Sounds good. Hold on, this is about cooking. When do we start talking about battle formation? Oh wait, Ramius, don't just put meat on your plate. Eat your vegetables too. Vegetables. I get no energy from vegetables, so I don't care for them. Now meat. Meat's all I need to fight. You need to think about your diet more. This is why your breasts are so big. Meat has nothing to do with breasts. The reason they're as big as they are is because I've been drinking milk regularly since I was young, I think. Huh? Drinking milk makes your breasts grow? I'm not an expert. When my mother saw my chest growing, I remember she regretted not drinking milk when she was younger. Hey, Aster, let's have milk with every meal from now on. Yeah, for sure, we're doing that. Ha 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 ha, okay. But why are you laughing? For a maiden, this is a very serious problem. Whoa, sorry, but your chest feels nice and soft, too. Then what's so funny? It's just that I'm enjoying eating a meal with other people so much that I had to laugh. Seriously, did you not eat with those twins or anyone else? About once a week, but while I enjoyed it every time, it also made me really sad. Sad? Why is that? I think about what happens when the meal's over. Knowing I'd have another week of eating alone made it impossible to be completely happy. But now we're a family, so we can eat together all the time. That makes it a lot of fun, at least for me. Aster's serious delivery of such a simplistic idea ended up making Risha blush until she finally recovered with a mischievous look on her face. Then as your family, as your new wife even, let me do a little something for you. Risha picked up a piece of meat off her plate with her fork and held it in front of Aster's mouth. Huh? Isn't this a thing newlyweds do? I'll feed you. Say, ah. He was being treated like a child, but for some reason it gave Aster as much joy as it did shame. Annoyed by Aster's hesitation, Risha pressured him by moving the fork even closer. Say, ah. Ah. Well, is it good? Yeah, really good. Watched Aster chew like a robot, nodded with satisfaction, and presented him with another piece of meat. Here, have some more. Say, ah. Ah. But what the? I can't stop grinning. What they were doing was typical of romantic couples, but Aster had spent so much of his life out in the sticks that he didn't realize that. Still, every time Risha stuck more food in front of his face, he found himself blushing and smiling. Ramius kept watching Aster's face until eventually she stared at the piece of bread in her hand and... Oh, Lord. Aster, me too. Say, ah. She calmly held it up to Aster. Huh? Oh, it's just a piece of bread. I don't know how excited I should be. Wait, if I bite the part Ramius nibbled, that's like an indirect kiss. They'd already shared a deep French kiss, but Aster placed eating the same thing as someone else in a separate category. Your masculine eyes scared Aster, Ramius. Just terrifying, really. What's wrong? Don't want it. Risha knew the real reason Aster was shaken up with fear, but Ramius had yet to figure it out, so she just kept holding the bread out in silence. Then thanks, I'll have some, munch munch. Upon confirming Aster had stuffed his face with the bread, Ramius was pleased and softly smiled. Hey, now it's my turn. Here, say, ah. Wait, I still have plenty of bread left. That means my turn's still going. Wait. Come on, eat mine. No, my bread comes first. Eat up. Wait. What? Soon enough, they both began to cram the food in Aster's mouth. Can't swallow. Need water. How am I supposed to feed you water? I know. Mouth feeding. Huh? Are you serious? Mouth feeding? That's against the rules! I don't know what you're getting worked up about, but as Aster's wife, I see no problem with mouth feeding. I could do it too if I felt like it. Alright, I'll let you drink body shots off me, except it's water. How about that? You're too skinny for that to work. Why do you always jump in when it's about sex stuff? Ugh, water! Come now, there's lots more left. Eat, eat! Your mouth seems to fit a lot. I bet I can get a whole piece of bread in if I push. In the end, Aster was forced to eat over half the food. Lord! What a mess, folks! My God! I feel bad for him! That's insane! They're just stuffing the man. Here, eat! Eat! Woo, I'm full, I bet you are. After the meal was done and everything was cleaned up, everyone was relaxing in the living room. But due to how long they spent on cooking dinner, it was already time for bed. Man, I'm tired. Yeah, me too. Sleeping does promote good health. Okay, we should head to bed then. For some reason, Riche and Ramius responded to Aster's casual statement by rushing to get ready for bed. What? Didn't you say you were going to sleep? Then, you want one of us to be with you at night, don't you? There are plenty of rooms to divide between us, but if we slept together, we could take turns. Oh, but of course I wouldn't mind if we did it at the same time at all. If we all did it at the same time at all. Ooh. Oh! I have to realize what else could come with sleeping. Right, I can have sex every day, meaning every night too. Having you to myself would be nice, but we're leaving for Lancelot tomorrow, right? We discussed this ahead of time, and rather than making one of us wait, we think it's best if we all participate at once. Oh wow, things are really heating up now. Looks like they're gonna have a menage a trois, whatever that is. Menage, you know, a threesome. And, that looks like a good point to stop and, get you guys anticipating the next episode of Evenicle, right? On Grim Sentai Games Corner. So, just wait for it, and hopefully we'll be back with more Evenicle. This is the Grim Lord, and I am out. See you next time.